Danielle, can you tell us what are some of the different kinds of rest that we can get in the midst of a busy schedule?
Sure. So I see two forms of rest. There's rest where we create space for ourselves, and then there's rest for the mind. And rest creating space for ourselves in a packed schedule is taking space where we can. So you put the kids in the car seat and you take an extra long moment walking around the car before you get in, or take that extra moment in the bathroom. And then, of course, having non-negotiables in your schedule as well. You know, you wake up in the morning and read your Bible, or you have quiet time at night, whatever that needs to look like for you that helps fill you up. And also knowing yourself, are you introverted or extroverted? Because that rest will also look different based on what you need and what fills you up. I get filled up being around people, which might not look like rest, but for me, it fills me. An introvert might prefer to stay home, take a bath, read, and have that recharge time.
But you made mention that maybe there's another type of rest, maybe rest for our minds?
Rest for the mind is what helps your mind be at peace, what helps you keep your mind from racing. And so for some people, that might be doing a sport or an activity. Other people, it might be doing a craft and getting into the right side of the brain where you don't track time, and you do something where you're not thinking about everything else in your life. You can just focus on what you're doing in that moment, and that helps our mind rest as well.
Let's say someone who is either a young parent and has a lot of littles running around and is really struggling to kind of be filled up when they're really getting tapped out. What would you say to them?
Don't be afraid to take time for yourself. No mom guilt. You need that time to be the best you, so you can be the best caretaker for your kids. You know, if you need to put them in the playpen for that extra moment, if you, again, walking around the car after putting them in the car seat, it's okay to say no to things. It's okay also to allow your children to learn to self-soothe a little bit if they're crying and upset. And it's okay to have emotional boundaries for what you need. And in doing that, you're also teaching your kids how to do that.